11th Parak of the Zohar, first Mishnah. Eilin Nadom Shu Meifa. These are Nadom that can be Meifa. According to Moshe Shoinim, both the father and the husband can only Meifa a specific type of Nadom. The Rambam holds the father can be Meifa any type of Nadom, but he agrees that the husband only specific type of Nadom. What are the specific type of Nadom that he can be Meifa? Nadom Sheish Bamina Nefesh, they have. And the dam have pains, discomfort to the wife. Now, there's a little problem with this nusach because saying im erchatz is an act, and the neder does not take effect on an act; it takes effect on objects. So there's two ways of understanding this. Im erchatz or lo erchatz could mean either makes a shvua not to be roichatz, which is a normal shvua, or he makes a neder that if I'm going to be reichitz today, then I'm going to ask her, hanos rechitza olai le'olam. So basically, in the case of the neder, it's coming out that the neder will be also le'olam, provided that something is done today. But if she refrains from doing it today, then she will be mutter le'olam. So I'll call upon them. These are the two ifanim, two ways of, two examples of inu nefesh, either not washing, bathing herself, or not taking care of her perfumes and the like, and makeup. Rabbi Yisi says, "Ein elu nidre inu nefesh." He says, in the case of the neder, since you, in order to assert the entire life, it's done in a way that if I don't do today, I'll be also for my entire life. In such a situation, since by refraining for one day the neder will not be aser, he holds that that's not considered any nefesh because it's enough to refrain one day and then for the rest of life will be mutter. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the inu nefesh one day is not enough to be classified as neder inu nefesh.